Andre enters, mopping his face.
This is our brother, Andrei Sergeyevich.
Vershinin. Prozorov, you're the new battery commander?
Can you believe, Andre? Colonel Vershinin has come from Moscow.
Really? Well, congratulations. Now my sisters won't leave you in peace.
They're probably already bored with me.
See the picture frame Andre gave me today?
Irina shows Vershinin the frame.
He made it.
Vershinin looks at the frame, not knowing what to say.
Yes, it is something.
And the frame over the piano? He made that too.
He's our scholar, and he plays the violin, and he makes all sorts of things with his saw. He's good all round.
Andre waves his hand in despair and moves away.
Andre, don't leave. That's how he always is, wandering off. Come back.
Masha and Irina, laughing, take Andre by his arms and lead him back to the party.
Come.
Leave me, please.
Don't be ridiculous. The colonel was called the lovesick major, and he wasn't the least upset.
Not at all.
I'd like to call you the lovesick violinist.
Or the lovesick professor.
He's in love. Andreyusha's in love.
Bravo, encore. Andreyusha's in love.
Nature, our hearts for love created.
Cheputikin comes up behind Andre and puts both arms around his waist.
Enough! That's enough!
Cheputikin sits, takes a newspaper out of his pocket, and reads.
I didn't sleep all night, and now I'm not myself, as the saying goes. I read until 4 and then went to bed, but it was no good. I kept thinking of one thing and another, then the sun was creeping in my bedroom window.
Andre mops his face with his handkerchief.
While I'm here, this summer, I want to translate a book from English.
You read English?
Yes. Father, bless him, weighed us down with upbringing. It's absurd and silly, but I must confess I've gotten heavier since he died. I've grown so fat in 1 year, it's as if my body was freeing itself from that pressure. Thanks to Father, my sisters and I understand English, French, and German. Irina knows Italian, too. But at what a price.
In this town, knowing 3 languages is an unnecessary luxury. Not a luxury. A purposeless appendage, like a 6th finger. We have a lot of useless knowledge.
Well, my. I don't think there could be a town so dull and dismal that intelligent, educated people are unnecessary. Suppose that of the 100,000 people living here in this town, which is, I grant you, uncultured and behind the times, there are only 3 of your kind. Naturally, you can't win over the mass of darkness around you. Little by little, as you live, you will be swallowed up by the 100,000. You'll be smothered by life, but you won't disappear. You won't sink without influencing something. And maybe after you there will be 6, then 12, and then more and more like you until you will be the majority. In 200 or 300 years, life on Earth will be unimaginably beautiful. Magnificent. Man needs that life, and if it isn't here yet, then he must look forward to it, anticipate and dream of it. Prepare for what's to come. He must see and know more than his father and grandfather. And you complain that you have a lot of useless knowledge.
All that really ought to be written down.
Masha takes off her hat.
I'm staying for lunch.
Andre has slipped away unobserved and is once again playing violin in his room.
You say that after many years, life on Earth will be beautiful, magnificent. I agree. But in order to have any share in this, however far off, we must be working now.
Yes.
Vershinin stands and looks around the sunny sitting room.
What a lot of flowers you have, and delightful rooms. I envy you. I've been knocking around all my life from one wretched lodging to another. Always 2 chairs and a sofa and stoves that smoke. What I've been lacking all my life is flowers like these. There's no use thinking about it.
Yes, we must work. Of course, you think the German is sentimental. But word of honor, I'm Russian. I can't even speak German. My father belonged to the Orthodox Church.
Vershinin is pacing.
I often think, what if you could start life over again, fully aware? Maybe one life already lived could be a rough sketch, and another the improved revision. Then every one of us would try to not repeat ourselves, but to do things differently, to create at least a different environment for his life. Have a place like this with flowers, and so much light. I have a wife, and 2 little girls. My wife is not well, and so on and on. If I were to begin my life again, I wouldn't get married. No.
Fyodor Ilyich Kulyagin, wearing his teacher's uniform, enters and approaches Irina.
Dear little sister, let me congratulate you on your saint's day and wish you with all my heart the best health and everything else proper to offer to a girl of your age. And to offer you a gift, this little book, The History of Our High School, 50 years, written by me. An insignificant book, written because I had nothing better to do. But do read it.
Kuligin hands his book to Irina, then kisses his wife Masha.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, Colonel. Let me introduce myself. Fyodor Ilyich Kuligin, teacher at our high school, court counselor. Irina, in your book, you will find a list of all the graduates from our high school over the last 50 years. Feci quod potui, faciant meliora potentis. I have made something strong. Let someone more powerful do better.
You gave me this book last Easter.
Impossible! Give it back, then. Or better, we'll give it to the colonel. Here you are, colonel. One day you'll read it, when you're bored.
Thank you.
Vershinin starts to leave.
So pleased to make your acquaintance.
You are going? No, 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 no.
Stay and eat with us. Please.
Oh, yes. Please.
I feel I've intruded on a Saint's Day party. Forgive me, I didn't know. Let me congratulate you.
Vershinin bows to Irina, then walks with Olga into the dining room.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, is Sunday, our day of rest. So let's all relax and enjoy ourselves, each according to our age and our station in life. These rugs will need to be taken up for summer, put away till winter. Persian powder or naphthalene. The Romans were healthy because they knew how to strive and how to rest. They had mens sana in corpore sano, strong minds and strong bodies. Their lives moved within accepted patterns. Our headmaster says, the most important thing in life is its structure. What loses its framework comes to an end, and so it is in every aspect of life.
Kuligin puts his arm around Masha's waist and laughs.
Masha loves me. My wife loves me. The window curtains, too, need to be put away for the summer with the rugs. I feel so cheerful today. I'm in a great mood. Masha, at 4 we have to be at the headmaster's. An event has been arranged for the faculty and their families.
I'm not going.
Maya, darling, why not?
We'll discuss it later.
Kuligin, grieved and silent, looks at Masha with mingled feelings.
Oh, never mind, I'll go. But leave me alone, please.
Masha, angry, walks away.
Then we'll spend the evening at the headmaster's. Despite his delicate health, that man is always sociable. A brilliant, noble personality. A magnificent person. Yesterday, after our meeting, he said, I'm tired, Fyodor Ilyich, I'm tired.
Kuligin looks at the china clock on the mantelpiece, then at his watch.
Your clock is 7 minutes fast. Yes, he said, I'm tired.
Andrei finishes playing the violin.
Ladies and gentlemen, come to the table, please. There's pie.
Ah, Olga, my dearest Olga. Yesterday, I worked from dawn till 11 at night, and I'm exhausted. But today, I'm happy. My dear?
Kuligin joins Olga upstage. They sit at the table in the dining room. Ivan Romanovich Chebutikin puts his newspaper back into his pocket and, combing his beard, moves toward the dining room.
Pie! Splendid!
Masha stops him.
Ivan Romanovich, you behave yourself today. Don't you drink? Do you hear me? It's bad when you drink.
Oh, it's all over. It's 2 years ago. I'm done with drinking. Never mind, young lady. Nothing to worry about here.
Still, don't you dare drink today. Don't dare.
Masha is angry, but speaks quietly, so her husband won't hear.
Damn! Another dull evening at the headmaster's.
If I were you, I wouldn't go. Simple.
Don't go, my love.
Yes, simple. For you to say, damned unbearable life.
Oh, no.
Chebutikin comforts Masha as they go upstage into the dining room. Salyoni follows behind, pretending to herd them like geese.
Here, here, here.
Enough, Vasily Vasilyevich.
Here.
Stop.
Here, here, here.
To your health, Colonel. I am a teacher at one of the family here. Maria Sergeyevna's husband. She's kind, very kind.
I'll have some of the dark vodka.
Vershinin toasts the table.
To your health.
Then addresses Olga.
I feel good here.
Irina and Baron Tusabach are alone in the sitting room.
Masha's in a strange mood today. She married at 18 when Fyodor seemed the cleverest person. But now, he may be the kindest person, but not the cleverest.
Olga calls from the dining room to Andrei, who is still in his room.
Andrei, come join us.
1 minute.